From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. No relief is in sight for Europe, where about 17,000 airline flights were canceled today because of the huge cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland, ash that could cause the engines of jetliners to stall out. Most of the cloud is at high altitudes and not visible from the ground, but American tourist Brian Trumpeter, who's visiting France, says he's seeing some evidence closer to the ground.
The Alps, which should be very clear on a day like today, were kind of shrouded in haze and or kind of smokier than normal.
The cloud of ash is stranding hundreds of thousands of air travelers and costing airlines an estimated $200 million a day. Larry Miller in London reports the economic impact goes beyond the airline industry, though, and people are trying to cope until the cloud eventually clears.
Paul Haskins of the UK's Air Traffic Control Service says no one knows when planes will be allowed to fly again.
At the moment, the source is still emitting, and we're having to deal with the consequences.
And feeling those consequences are farmers in Africa and South America whose produce can't get to market. Anthony Pyle's food company normally flies fruit and vegetables into the UK and Europe.
Yes, it is piling up. We have something like 300 farmers in Africa, 90% of whom are totally dependent upon us. And we have something like 3,000 people working for us, and they're doing nothing either at the moment.
Pyle says he's worried.
Losing a day is a disaster. Losing 3 days is unbelievable, and I don't know what we're going to do if we go into the middle of next week.
He says imported produce is already becoming scarce in British supermarkets. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama's planned trip to Poland for the funeral of that country's president has been canceled because of the hazardous flying conditions. The announcement was made just hours before the president was to depart. The U.S. ambassador to Poland will represent the United States at the Polish president's funeral. The president is accusing the Senate Republican leader of engaging in deceptive attacks against new legislation that's aimed at tightening regulation of derivatives and other complicated financial products. NPR's Carol Van Dam says the president is warning that without the reforms, taxpayers could be stuck footing the bill for another financial crisis.
President Obama says in his weekly address that Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell had recently met with Wall Street top executives about how to block the bill and came back to Washington to speak out against it.
In doing so, he made the cynical and deceptive assertion that reform would somehow enable future bailouts when he knows that it would do exactly the opposite. Every day we don't act, the same system that led to bailouts remains in place.
In the president's words, if we don't change what led to the financial crisis, we will doom ourselves to repeat it. The overhaul is the next key piece of legislation Mr. Obama hopes to sign into law this year, but not one Republican has come out in favor of the measure. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says all nuclear weapons should be destroyed, starting with those belonging to the U.S. He made the remarks during a disarmament conference in Tehran today. The title of the forum was Nuclear Energy for All, Nuclear Weapons for None. The U.S. and other Western nations say Iran is hard at work on gaining nuclear weapons. Election monitors from the U.S. and Europe are saying this week's balloting in Sudan did not meet international standards. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports many Sudanese say they're not willing to settle for such a flawed process.
The Carter Center and the European Union noticed many of the same flaws that Sudanese observers saw this week. Intimidation of voters in some areas, an unfair advantage to Sudan's ruling party on the ballots, lack of transportation to the polls for supporters of the political opposition. But in their preliminary statements, both teams said that multi-party national elections in Sudan were a positive step toward democracy. Moreover, they said the elections are crucial to a historic peace agreement between North and South Sudan. That agreement ended a long civil war here and makes way for southern Sudan to vote on full independence from the north next year. But Sudan's political opposition have been disheartened by the vote. Many in the opposition are against the separation of North and South Sudan. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.
The mayor of Salt Lake City, Ralph Becker, is calling for new measures to make his city more bicycle-friendly. He was speaking at the Utah Bike Summit, but as he spoke, someone was cutting the lock on his 15-speed bike and stealing it from the rack where it was parked outside City Hall. Becker says he'll walk or use light rail until the bike is recovered or until he buys a replacement. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.